unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Wednesday, August 22, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. Psychological interventions to control emotional stress can help relieve the anxiety that parents and children with spinal muscular atrophy type 1 feel during Spinraza administration through spinal taps, an Italian study reports. Researchers recommend that similar interventions become part of the standard care in infants and children with SMA during Spinraza treatment. The study stemmed from the experience of a medical team at a center in Messina, Italy, where accompanying the first SMA type 1 patients who started spinal canal administration of Spinraza, after Italy urged its access under Biogen's expanded access program to young children with severe forms of SMA. The team investigated the effects of an anxiety-relieving program given to children and their parents while the children underwent the stressful process of repeated Spinraza intrathecal administrations. This type of delivery requires periodic spinal taps or lumbar punctures to inject the medicine into the spinal canal. From here, Spinraza enters the cerebrospinal fluid, reaching motor neurons, the primary cells affected in SMA. The study enrolled 16 children and teens with SMA type 1, ranging in age from 2 months to 14 at the start of Spinraza therapy. The first 4 doses of Spinraza were administered at day 1, day 15, 30, and 60. Thereafter, a maintenance dose was administered once every 4 months. During treatment 14, parents and 7 children, age 6 and older, were screened for anxiety using specific measures. For each Spinraza administration, patients were admitted to the hospital the day before and left the day after. Before the 5th treatment, researchers initiated a psychological intervention plan based on cognitive behavioral therapy and consisting of several activities before, during, and after the spinal tap. For patients, the plan included telling fairy tales and playing their favorite cartoon songs, and other children were taught coping skills and solved fun riddle quizzes. Parents and children were also accompanied by a psychologist throughout the process. In the first 4 treatments, before the psychological plan was initiated, emotional stress, anxiety, and fear increased in parents and their children. Although distress decreased after Spinraza administration, it remained heightened above normal for most individuals. Some children even developed negative reactions to stress, such as sleeping disturbances, irritability, and separation anxiety. But after the psychological support plan started, before the 5th treatment, both parents and children's behavior changed. Parents became less anxious and worried and began to feel more self-confident and secure. Children's anxiety levels were also closer to normal, and they cooperated more with medical procedures both before, during, and after the spinal tap. After the psychological plan was implemented, children became able to use their coping skills in a better way than before. Most children showed pleasure and interest during hospitalization, and when leaving the hospital, they wished to return soon to continue playing, according to the researchers. Although more studies are necessary to confirm the results, the authors drew attention to the potential benefits of such types of psychological interventions, which can contribute to a better quality of psychological health of type 1 SMA patients, also in light of the commercial availability of Spinraza in many countries and the need of recurrent lumbar puncture. Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, August 21st, 2018. Given how much I loved movies, playing make-believe, and any kind of storytelling, it's no surprise that I had a desire to get on stage early on. Before my elementary school started its own drama club, I acted in church plays, put on my own productions at home, and annoyed the heck out of my family by reenacting scenes from my favorite movies. I may or may not still do this. Yet while my parents have always been supportive of my dreams and ambitions, even my mom had apprehensions about me joining the school's drama club. Thoughts about how I would get on stage, how I would keep up with everyone else, and how much my disability might frustrate me raced through her head. I imagine, too, that the thought of me accidentally running off the stage popped up at some point, given how reckless I was in my wheelchair at the time. Fortunately, I managed to avoid going full daredevil. What began with a couple of elementary school plays paved the way for years of performing and bonding with other like-minded nerds. There was hardly a semester in middle and high school when I wasn't in some production or taking acting classes. Over the years, I've played Oberon in A Midsummer Night's Dream, the Cyclops in The Odyssey, performed monologues from Hamlet and King John, and worked on some studio theater productions. Theater is also how I discovered my passion for writing. I've been making up stories since I was a kid, but the first time I ever felt validation for my work was freshman year of high school when I wrote a monologue for my acting class. Our task was to write a short monologue for another student to perform. Mine was about a kid who had been accepted to law school, but had only applied to please his parents and secretly had different career aspirations. My friend Kelvin performed mine, and the feedback from both my peers and my teacher was overwhelmingly positive. I knew it was genuine, too, as my drama teacher always provided the most honest criticisms of our work. I was elated, and in that moment I felt like I might actually have an ability to tell stories of my own. Theater also taught me how to work with others, the importance of community, the value of a strong work ethic, and countless other life lessons and skills. Most of all, my theater experience was inclusive. My disability was never a problem for my instructors, peers, and everyone I worked with on productions. I also wasn't the token disabled actor either. I was as much a part of each production as my able-bodied friends, and I loved every minute of it. The other night, I was at dinner with a group of theater friends. For those of you who have explored the world of theater arts, you know that the people who stem from it are a special kind of quirky and unforgettable. Will and Sarah are no exception. Though none of us still act, there's no denying that theater brought us together and shaped us into the people we are today. Will has been one of my best friends since middle school and just moved to Vegas for work. We met in our sixth grade drama class, and we met Sarah in high school. We reminisced, laughed, talked about our lives now, and I made Sarah jealous talking about how I saw Hamilton on Broadway several months ago. Though it had been years since we were all together, it was like we picked up right where we left off. My message to every person with SMA is to focus on what you can do rather than what you can't. Theater opened up worlds of possibility that I never previously imagined, and it helped mold me into the person and storyteller I am today.
Be sure to visit SMA News Today for the latest daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.